right here in the funeral home in town. The funeral had the preacher, and he sung that song. Guess what? We's up singing glory to God just like you were here. You said at a funeral? Yes, sir. It was more real. Why, somebody done got over there. I've seen too many people leave here and slip into the portals of glory. What a wonderful place. Thank God for that world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good. Hallelujah. They had no idea what the Lord laid on my heart this morning. Hallelujah. But you know what God laid on my heart to preach? Simply, departed saints living. Hallelujah. They're still alive. They're not dead. They're much alive. Hallelujah. That's what I want to try to share with you this morning. If you got some loved ones that pulled out and left you, they're much alive. Amen. In heaven. We got that eternal life. He gave it to us. And they didn't go get it. They had it when they left him. And they're just enjoying it over there. All the sorrows and troubles of this world are gone. Basking in the love of God throughout eternity. What a glorious day. I don't know about you. I get excited about it sometimes. It's something to get excited about. It sure is. I see them getting excited at ball games. Some of them just all kind of excitement. I said, my goodness, God, do something for us at the church so we can outshout them. I was singing that song a while ago. We'll get there. We're going to shout and sing. Well, you better get in practice. Hallelujah. Get in practice. Turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter number 3. Then we're going to Luke chapter number 20 and read some scripture. You know what's amazing? You know what? Our Lord, the Bible said the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. It's amazing how He'd quote the Scripture. Not only Him, but the apostles and all those preachers, they'd quote Scripture. A lot of the New Testaments come right out of the Old. That's why a lot of people said, I don't want the Old, but this all goes together, I'm telling you. Exodus chapter number 3, begin reading at verse number 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock in the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. That was amazing to him. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. He said, draw not nigh, hither put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father. You look at that. Not I was the God of your father, but I am the God of your father. He said, the God of Abraham. Not was, but he still am the God of Abraham. And the God of Isaac. And the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, and for he was afraid to look upon God. God goes on telling him, he's going to send him to deliver his people out of their affliction. Turn with me now. You'll find Jesus talking about this in 3 of the Gospels. I'm just going to read it out of Luke. You find it in also Mark 22, and I believe it's in, Mark 12, and also in Luke. I'm reading out of Luke, but it's also in Matthew, I believe, 22. But I'm reading out of the book of Luke. We'll back up a little. You know, I was reading this, and I said, how in the world are them old sad Jews? You see, they were sad. You know what they didn't do? They didn't believe in the resurrection. And that's not all. I found in the book of Acts, I believe it's about number 26, something else they didn't believe in. They didn't believe in angels nor spirit. They didn't believe in the resurrection. I was wondering why in the world was they trying to trick him, but they didn't know who he was. They knew it ought to know, and he's wasting their time. But they tried to trick him in his talk. But he didn't bother our blessed Lord none. I like what one fellow said, you see, they said, you see, and that's why. But look what he said. Verse number 27. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees which deny that there's any resurrection, and they ask him. And it says that deny resurrection here, we find in the book of Acts, they didn't believe in angels nor spirit. Saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man brother die, having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brethren. There were therefore seven brethren. The first took a wife and died without children. The second took her and wife and died childless. Third took her, and the like manner, the seven also. They left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. And Jesus answered and said unto them, the children of this world marry, and are given in marriage. That's the world we're in now. But I like this. For they which shall be obtained worthy to obtain that world. There's another world. And a resurrection from the dead. Neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they. What does it say? Die anymore. For they are equal unto the angels. No one of the writers said it like unto the angels. And are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush when he called the Lord God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he's not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. He's not the God of the dead, although they be dead to you or dead to me, physically speaking. But they much alive in the Lord. Let's pray. Father, bless this scripture to our hearts this morning. You only you know exactly what we need. We look into you and depending upon you to speak to us this morning through your eternal blessed word. I pray that you'd open the windows of heaven upon us and pour out your spirit, your unction and liberty upon us this morning. May your will be done. And Father, there's one here that's not ready to leave this world and attain that other world. We know it's all through the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray this may be the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. And so he said in this other world is a different world than the one we're living in now. He said this world we're married, given in marriage, and a lot of our minds on a lot of things in this world. He said when you get in that other world, he said they was trying to say, see what he was going to say about it. Well, he had a good answer for him, didn't he? Hallelujah. You say, why? The angels don't listen. You can look at a few verses. You look at a few things. Why are we going to be like the angels and equal to the angels? Well, first of all, I want to tell you something. God created the angels too. Amen. And we're going to be like them, equal to them. When we get over there in that other world, listen, you know one thing about the angels? They constantly worship in the Lord. But I tell you what they won't do. Yes, and now you find through the scripture, even the Apostle John, the book of Revelation, going to fall down and worship one of them. He said, no, sir, worship him only. He told him, I'm one of your what? Fellow servants. And so the angels are servants of God. They're those that minister to God. The angels are those that minister to us that become the heirs of salvation. And you and I got garden angels. We got angels, the Bible says. He said, talking about the children, said their angels do always behold what? The face of the Father. And so angels has got a wonderful position. God's got a purpose for them. They carry out what God's plan for in their life. But I'm telling you, one day, thank God, when we get over that place on the other side, listen, he said, you won't have to worry about it. Listen, you won't die no more. Listen, angels don't die. Therefore, they don't need to repopulate. God created enormous, numerous, I don't know how many, but multitudes of angels. They never died, and they never need replacement. And when we get on that other side, we have no need for marriage and giving in marriage. You know why? Because we will never die anymore. Thank God we'll live eternally. Woo! Thank God. I don't know about you, but it's pretty exciting. Too far away from me. It's pretty exciting. I'm going to tell you something about death. It's not bad like you think it is. I've seen too many people die. You say, well, how I know I'm going to be worthy to attain that other world? Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, one of the, when I read that, I said, why in the world are we going to get worthy? He said, oh, you know how. You know, when he opened the book of Revelation, they was all upset because they couldn't find nobody. Listen, to open the Lamb, that book. But guess who they found? Worthy is the Lamb, thank God. The Lamb of God's worthy. That's the only way that you'll ever be worthy. It's come through him that's worthy, that's accepted. You accepted in him. You complete in him. He said, if you count it worthy to be tamed out of the world. Listen, I'm telling you, you're going to live forever somewhere. It's eternal death or eternal life. I'm thankful. God for eternal life. We'll be like the angels throughout eternity. Glory to God. What are we going to be doing? I believe we're going to be serving him, worshiping him, and praising him. Thank God, what a day is coming. What a wonderful day. Glimpses of glory. Glimpses of the other side. What a marvelous and wonderful day our Lord's got prepared for us. Hallelujah. So he said, you know what he told him? He told Moses, I'm the God of your father. Let me back up a little bit. I got to look into this. He was the God of Moses' father. And he was a God of Moses. He was a God of Abraham. Abraham walked with God. Left his own country. Going to a city whose builder and maker was God. He walked with God. Going this, and the Bible said many of them died having not received the promise. But I want to tell you something. They died in the faith. But I want to tell you. You ever notice this? Abraham. God was his God. His son Isaac. God was his God. His son Jacob, God was his God. And guess who else? Oh, Jacob had Joseph, didn't he? Remember right? He was his God. Hey, you ever thought about it? You know what I can say? Oh, no, not only is he my God, he was my daddy's God. He was my grandpa's God. He was my great-grandpa's God. That's a privilege. That's a wonderful thing. You know, I had a great-grandpa who was a Methodist preacher. I had an uncle that was a Methodist preacher. I did. I'm so glad. You know, my uncle that was, my uncle Orvis Leroy, you remember him? He was, I won't ever forget Dad to tell him this, he was sort of running from God. Huh? And he went off out yonder somewhere in another state and said, Grandma and Grandpa, you know what they did? You know, people don't believe him. They got a letter and wrote him. They laid hands on it, prayed over it. They sent it to him. You know what he told him? He said, I couldn't read it without bawling and scrawling. And conviction got on me. Amen. I'm telling you, if you live for God, he can be your God. He can be your grandchildren's God, your children's God, and your grandchildren's God, and your great-grandchild's God. He can be their God too. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're about seeing all our family come in. I believe they're all going to get in. Amen. It's a blessing. To have a father that God's their God. Guess what my daddy had in his suitcase when he worked in Tallahassee all week? He had a Bible. It was worn too. That's why he could tell that he could play a fiddle. Violin, he called it. That's why he could tell that guy that day stopped at the station to get some gas. He saw that fiddle back there and he told Daddy, he said, play me some such and such a tune. My daddy was right to the point. You know what he said? I don't play for the devil. He weren't talking about that guy being the devil. He just didn't play devil music. He could hear some of this today, he'd probably turn over in his grave. I'm going to tell you something. Some of that music can't understand the words, and I've been told you don't want to hear them. If I could even gospel music, I like the old hymns. Hallelujah. Not this modern stuff. I'm going to tell you, churches need to watch it, and I'm not being critical. But if it gets to the place, you've got to have a contemporary service to keep the young people. You better get the word of God to them. Amen. If it suits this old folk, it suited our grandparents, it don't suit these young'uns. Nay, but one way they're going to get in, it's not going to be by anything else. It's going to be through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the redeeming grace of God. Not being mean. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. Hey, Grandpa, he's not only Grandpa's God, Daddy's God. Thank God he can be my God, and he can be, thank the Lord, my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. I done got some greats, about 8 of them. They great. And you know what? I want to see them love God. That's the most important thing. You know what? And not only when I'm playing sports and being active, but this book right here, it feels better in my arm. And that football ever did. But you know what? I'm glad God's my God. Amen. Hey, well, I got to get on the rest of this and hurry up. You know what? He said, God's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. For all live unto him. You know what? My wife's more alive, and that's what keeps me going. She's more alive this morning than any of us in here. Much alive. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. Death's not so bad. No, it's not. Sting's been taken out for us believers. Amen. Thank God it has. Sting of sin is sting of death is sin. Thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus put nailed that sin on the cross, paid that price. He tasted death for every one of us. That's what he said. He tasted it, walked through it, got victory over it. Death couldn't hold him down, Brother Calvin. He got up. You know why these bodies are getting up out here? Because he got up. You know those that they resurrected? Jesus resurrected Lazarus and disciples got some of them up by the power of God. And you know what? They died again. Jesus is, once was dead, he said, but behold, I'm alive forevermore. And when them bodies get up, them bodies going to never die again. Thank God they're going to be immortal. Corruption going to put on incorruption. Not going to die no more. That's what it said going to be as the angels. Won't die no more. Here's the secret. If you're born once, you're going to die twice. If you're born twice, you're not going to die but once. If Jesus tarries, now there's been some people, they take that verse over, but here's what that verse is saying. Here it is. I believe it's in John. He said, these things I write unto you, that you may have life. One place it had more abundantly. But he said something else. He said another verse. He so ever liveth and believeth in me, though he were dead, what did he say? Yet shall he live. Then he said another verse. He that believeth in me shall never die. Now, was he talking about physically? No. Talking about spiritually. Because they already got his appointment for death. Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed a man wants to die. After death, judgment. I've seen some of the, I saw one of the godless men, humblest preacher pastor, that's Brother Enzer, been knowing him for, since 1967 or six or seven. And he was my pastor. But you know what? God takes the best sometime. Home. We all must depart. So that's what I'm trying to say this morning. Departed saints, still living. He's living abundantly. Not struggling in his body in the hospital, struggling to breathe. On machines or anything else. He's much alive. He's living. Departed saints, yet living. Hey, you probably think I'm crazy. I was in the bathroom praying the night after my daddy passed away, right in the hospital up here, the old hospital. I didn't see him, but he sure as everything, he came by and where I was praying. He said, "You crazy?" I believe his spirit came by there. You think I'm crazy, don't you? I've been there. I went crazy. And you know what? Big Carol came to visit me one night. I was wide awake. You see her? Nope. I saw her hair. Reached up to try to touch it. Couldn't touch anything. But I sensed her presence. I believe the Lord let her just sweep by. You know, that spirit well is not far off knowing him. If God opened your eyes, opened my eyes, you can see what my boy saw when he was dying. Before he died, really. He saw that other person in the room. If God opened our eyes to that spirit realm, Brother Billy, we might get excited. Because you could see, did you know you got an angel with you? Peter got out of prison. Guess who got him out? An angel. Let those locked doors open of their own accord. And they right here with us. You ever thought about that? You walk up them doors, it opens for you? That it just started. Angel opened that gate. And you know what? He got over there and Peter was knocking on the door. You know what some of them said? They didn't even believe it was Peter. Couldn't be his angel. I told them they was praying. They like us sometimes we pray. When they prayed, they couldn't even believe it was happening. What they're praying for. Peter's in prison. They had a prayer meeting for him. Sometimes when God answers our prayer, we're praying, believing, trusting he would. But then we couldn't really believe. Is he really going to do it? And when he does it, sometimes it's amazing. It. But you know, he still can. But those angels, he said, as the angels never die. And you know what? Sorrow's going to be gone. Heartaches and afflictions and trouble will soon be over. When we reach that other shore, when we reach that other world, he said, they'll die no more. Forever living, alive. Thank God, alive. Did you know, right before this happened to me, I told this, Kim won't mind me telling him again. I was over with a husband right before he passed away, when he passed away. Coming from work, went straight over. You know what? I started talking to him. He never opened his eyes. All of a sudden, you could tell, he started smiling. I said, what are you smiling about? And he almost laughed out loud. I could tell he was seeing something. And you know what? In just a little bit, I said, I'm going to pray with you. It's all right now. I said, it's all right if you want to go and be with the Lord. He asked his wife. And I got him by the hand and I prayed for him. While I was praying, guess what? I sensed he was gone. Opened my eyes. He'd gone. Sometimes they're just waiting for somebody to say it's all right to go. My wife told me going home just that last Sunday when I rolled her out of here and got on out. I didn't stay. She didn't feel good at all. But she said, I'm going. She told me on the way home, if you will turn me loose, I'm going to be with the Lord and be with Dwight. You know what I told her? I said, well, you know how bad you want me to stay? I want you to stay just that bad. But I told her, I said, I'll tell you what. Either I'm going to pray the Lord get you better, or I won't pray for him to keep you here like this. My selfishness, I will give you up. Next morning, 8:45, she left us. You know what? All our crying. When she took her last breath, she opened her eyes. Right before she did, she opened one eye and looked at me. I saw one tear come out. We was the one shedding all the tears. Right? Birmingham, home, everywhere else. And she'd tell us to hush. Huh? Yes. Some of most of you know this, but you know what she told them in Birmingham, do you? They told me privately, said if something happens on the way at it, she would not come home on the ambulance. They said something happens on the way, you can call 911, they'll come to you. They didn't know whether she'd make it home or not. You know what she told them? I'm going to my home and leaving to go to my home in Florida. If I don't make it, I'm going to my home in heaven. I said, God, give me that kind of grace and faith when my time comes. And you know what you said? I don't have it. Well, your time hadn't come, honey. You got living grace now. You need living grace now. But when your time comes, he'll give you dying grace. He'll walk with you to the valley of the shadow of death. And you won't have to fear no evil, thank God. You can live. Even thank God through the death that just departed to this whole body. Paul said, I got confidence. He said one verse, I got confidence. In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, you know what he said? I got confidence. As long as I'm in this body, I'm absent from the Lord. But he said, I got confidence. To be absent from this body, it's to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what happens? That angel comes. Takes that spirit. There we are in the presence of God. And when time comes, weren't my time, I'd have been gone. But you know what? I had peace. Rested in it. Still got it. Thank God. I know he left me here for a purpose. To preach the gospel. Preach his word. Everywhere I go. Amen. We must. Got to. Oh, hallelujah. We can be as angels. Equal to him. Hallelujah. And you know what? One of these days, you see, we're going to live in that spirit realm. Without that body. Oh, he's got one part. Some, I can't explain all to it by doing what he said. He said in that same Corinthians, he said, I know if this earth, the house, this tabernacle be dissolved, we have the building of God not made with hands eternal in the heavens. Oh, yes. He got one made for us. And he's preparing a place for us. But one of these days, the body's going to get up. Thank God. Hallelujah. And so I'm telling you. He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac, Jacob and Isaac. He's God. Moses is the father. He's Moses' God. You can see how God was with Moses all his life. Put him out there in that water. That was amazing to me. And his little sister was watching him. And guess who come and found him and had him fetched? The king's daughter. Well, that's just like God wanted. Just like he planned. He did. And guess who run that bread and said, you want to get a maid for me? Get you a nurse. And guess who she got? Her mama. Hey, mama! That's God. Say, what's wrong with that tie? I just wanted it. But you know what? She went and got her mama. Raised her own baby. Didn't have to hide it from the king no more. He didn't kill it. Didn't throw it to the alligators. Because his mama made a little ark. Put it out there on the water. And God sent the king daughter over. Hey, you would not believe how the providence and the sovereignty and the will of God and how God works. That's the way he works. He got that baby. King daughter raised him up. Oh, as my Ida's mama got him raised up to, you know, a certain level. Then she took him to him. And God, he had all the wisdom of Egypt. He could have been next to the king. But you know what the Bible said? He suffered. He chosen to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. That's a message that needs to be preached. This generation needs to realize that I don't care how much pleasure you're getting out of sin. I'm telling you, it's for a season. And you better be willing to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. It'll be over, and then it'll be punishment. It'll be awful, awful, awful. Come to Christ. He paid the price. So, question I'm asking before we close, is he your God? Is he your God? I'm so glad he's mine. I'm thankful. Hallelujah. And he's the God of the living. And not none of them, we say, they dead. We just refer to people dead. But that's just their body. They much alive. They're alive. They all live to him. That's why he said, I am the God of Abraham. Not I was, but I am. He's still God. He wasn't talking about that. Dust back, where they going back to the dust of the earth. That's what we're talking about. I'm God of that spirit and that soul. Whew. This is just a house we live in. That's all. Tabernacle. Hey. Dead saints yet living. You can live on throughout eternity. Would you stand with me?